Many years ago in Persia, a great king named Ahasuerus was married to Queen Esther. Queen Esther came from a Jewish family, but the king and the people in his court did not know this. The king's chief officer, Haman, was a cruel and proud man. Haman was determined to see all Jewish people destroyed. He told many lies. "O great king," Haman whispered, "people are living in your land who refuse to obey your laws. You should have them killed before they cause too much trouble." The king trusted Haman. "Go ahead," he replied. "Do whatever you want." Haman was delighted. He rubbed his hands together in glee as he went to give the order. "Now I can get rid of them all," he gloated. Now it happened that Queen Esther had a cousin named Mordecai, who heard what Haman planned to do. He sent a message to the queen that said, "Please help us. You are the only one who can save us now." When Esther heard what Mordecai wanted her to do, she was afraid. In those days, there was a law that said no one could go to the king without permission. Esther sent word to Mordecai telling him about the law. "I could be killed," Esther explained. Mordecai asked Esther to be brave. "Please speak up," he begged. "It could be that you were made queen so that you could save us at this terrible time." The queen decided to speak out for her people. "I will pray for 3 days before I go to the king," she declared. All the Jewish residents in the city prayed with her. Finally, Queen Esther was ready. She invited the king and Haman to a special meal. The king was very impressed. "This has been a wonderful meal," he declared. "Now it is my turn to give you a gift. I will give you anything you want." The time had come to save her people. Esther took a deep breath. "Oh, great king," she pleaded, "please save my people." The king was outraged. "Who would dare to harm you or your people?" he thundered. Esther pointed to Haman. "That man," she cried. Haman gulped and spluttered. He was in big trouble. The king had him arrested and taken away. The Jewish people were saved. When Mordecai heard the news, he was overjoyed. He sent word to all the people that they had been saved. What a party they had! Everyone sang and danced and gave thanks to God for saving them. Every year since that time, the Jewish people have gathered together on Purim to tell the story of how brave Queen Esther saved the day.